What is up, y'all? Happy Saturday. You are blessed. I'm blessed. We are all blessed. I just wanted to go into this real quick. If you don't know me, I'm a medical assistant for Dr. Ward. She's a dermatologist. Amazing work. I love my job. Love, 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 love it. And my coworkers and spiritual leaders, my boss, Benita, especially my sister actually works with me. Well, they're all my sisters, but she works with me, Andrea, and she actually led me. She's the one that led me to Christ, invited me to Champion Life. You know, ultimately it was her inviting me there and my pastor leading me to Christ. But so I, at my job, I go in there more excited about speaking about God and Jesus freely. And there are boundaries, of course. I have to do my job, you know, and not everybody that comes in will be a believer. I would say it's been 95% believers, the patients that we see, a lot of older people. But I'm a feeler. And what I mean by that is I feel people's stuff. And sometimes I'm like, God, just take my heart. Just take it, please. Put it on a shelf. I'll get it, you know, tomorrow and handle it then. But this is how I was made. So maybe you're in the same walk where you feel like your heart, you know, feels too much. But it could be a good thing too. So I feel people's darkness if it comes in. I, you know, am a child of God. I am delivered and saved from all the darkness. And still the darkness will lurk around, and that's why we fight. Still there will be sufferings in this life, but that's why we fight. The good fight. But when the patients come in and I feel something, or, you know, because I have to, you know, ask them, what do you have, any other medical conditions I need to know about, any concerns, any this, any that, you know, I'm drilling them to find out what has changed. What do they need? What is going on? And, you know, they're coming in there for skin issues, right? But it's way more than that, you know. We've had a patient at one point that spoke about, he said he's not going to do it, but suicide. He was going through so, so much. Cancer and going here and going there and marital problems. And I've been there, done that. That t-shirt caught fire. Suicidal things, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, abuse in every single way. Abusing myself, drug use, neck surgery. A spine from neck down to my tailbone that on a report, it says, you should probably do surgery. But my neurosurgeon pain doctor, he's like, he's a man of faith. And I told him I have spoke with God. And he said, hold off. Let's test this faith of yours, Kristen. So God knows I have faith, but I have to show that. And this is not like a small deal, right? Because it's my spine. It's my it's my spinal cord. It's talking paralysis stuff, right? So I'm not trying to like live on the edge. But I'm going to go by what he said. We're healed by his stripes. Anything is possible through Christ. Jesus rose a day, gave the blind sight. Yesterday, our pastors, they're in Kenya right now. I'm watching their house and their dogs. And they're like, one of them's like a little toddler, but no, they're great. But they're in Kenya. And yesterday, I saw a live video where I got a piece of it. I've got to find out what else happened. And I will. But there was a person who was mute all their lives, did not speak at all. That person spoke yesterday. And said, Jesus is Lord. Received, accepted, surrendered. Even though he didn't have to speak the whole thing, God knows his heart. He hears your heart. He sees your heart. He made your heart, you know? So you were made in the likeness, in the image of Jesus. God does love you just as much as Jesus. When that was revealed to me, I was like, wow. Because he gave up his one and only son. But for this life of ours. For the forgiveness of our sins. Not to sit in it, you know. But anyways, back to the patient thing. I'm going to bounce around a little bit. I always say if you, you know, want to come surfing, soul surfing with me, you might get knocked down a couple of times. I might take you down some tidal waves, but I will throw you a life vest and God will bring you back up from drowning. You will never drown. You got to have faith. But no, seriously, I will bounce around some. So hang in there. I pray that you get something. So the patients that we see, and I may reiterate this on this message that I'm just going to play out. It is me speaking, but it's actually a message that I sent to a patient. There was a patient, and God, I just want to tell y'all everything. It's exciting to me. Why? Because these are lost souls. These are people that are weak in faith that need to rise up. Therefore, they become, you know, more aware of the urgency to shine and speak the name of Jesus, to go out into this world, to be ambassadors, etc., etc., etc. Multiplication, discipleship, going out into the world, going, shining your light. And your way might not be the same way as I do videos, as I do an audio podcast, video podcast. Like, it doesn't matter. As long as you're speaking his name and of light, joy, peace, righteousness, heaven on earth, right? Your salvation, your deliverance, all that stuff. You got good news. You gotta share it. You gotta share it. There's too many people down and out, according to Google. And you know, Google is Google, but and I believe it. Maybe I don't see how they truly know this percent. It's an estimated percentage. Let's put it that way. 30%, it says, of this world are Christians. Ooh, no bueno. Right? That means 70% of the people in this world are in darkness, under Satan's chains. That's a lot of work to get them back over here. But is it really? Not so much if we share, 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 share the good news. You know, even posting this, you never know if one person, even right now, I feel like I'm speaking to someone always, being led. But anyways, this patient, you know, is going through a lot. Of course, I'm not going to say her name, but I could just feel it. And she, you know, confided in me. I'm pretty easy to talk to, you know. Like I said, God really made me. I've always been a social butterfly, my mom said, but I've gone through, like I said, hell too, and put myself through hell. And I'm a miracle to be here, so why not share? But anyways, by the grace of God and by the Holy Spirit leading me with a conversation and also being able to pray for this woman, she received it. And I don't think I've had. Maybe there's been one or two people that were hesitant when I prayed and maybe didn't, maybe they received it more later because I could feel, you know, when they really receive it. You have that authority and the power in your hands when you are in Christ, when you are full of the Holy Spirit filled. And yeah, so anyway, she received that. She was very taken back just, by really the demonstration of love, that act of kindness, that act of someone cares. Because I do care, and you should care too. Even our enemy, it says in the Word, and the Word, you can't have faith without the Word. You have to know the Word. I'm a baby in the Bible, so I'm going to be real, 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 real with you all the time. And even put myself, you're supposed to be on the front line anyways, but even put myself out there, I guess you would say, as in, you know, admitting and being accountable of the things that I have failed in, but I don't. It's just like Paul said, we may be perplexed, but we're not in despair. Like, we're going to fall down, but we're going to still rise up. And I feel like it's important in relation to people and what they're doing in their daily walk for you to hear that I'm not perfect, that I'm not all-knowing, that I'm a baby in the Bible. There's a lot I don't know. But what I do know, I don't know the Word too much. I know enough right now to tell you Jesus loves you. God loves you. You have a comforter called the Holy Spirit. He is going to help you, be your intercessor, your counselor, the truth. You know, stuff will come out of your mouth that you didn't even realize, but that is the truth. You know, you will be led to what you need to see, who you need to pray for, you know, just everyday life things. But anyways, I just, you know, I was so excited that this woman received this. And she, you know, when she was going to check out, because I had mentioned a podcast, because I said, if you need any uplift, I said, I might be a questionable singer. You know, sometimes on there, I might be all over the place. But, you know, out of 2 and 2+ years of just having an audio podcast, Kaleidosoul Out, I haven't really put it out there that much. It's been shared some, but it's very time consuming. So I just ask people to share. Y'all just share. But there's been like over 8,000 plays. To me, it's not about, you know, people liking me. It's about them getting the message. You know, it's not about my appearance when I do these videos on my Facebook. It's about the message, you know. So whether I woke up and had mascara running down my face looking like a raccoon with my hair all over the place and, you know, you know, whatever it may be, it's the message. Or if I'm all did up, like I call it, and I'm you know, going to an event or church or whatever and feeling like fresh, it's not about me being fresh. It's about you going to the Word. Because I'm inspiring you to do that and going out to the world, going into the Word and going into the world. And also, earlier it hit me about feelings. You know, I'm reaching into myself about my heart because it is soft, but He wants to soften hearts more and more and more and more and more. But also there needs to be a guard and discernment with certain things. And so there's a lot to think about and with growth. But if you are in some way perplexed, then that's when you go to the Word for clarity. That's when you talk with God. You always praise Him before you pray. But with feelings, they can get you a little in trouble, right? Right. So there was something said, I saw it online, I heard it, and it was, sometimes we have to distance ourselves from our feelings so we can deepen in our faith. And that is so true. When that hit me, I was just like, wow, so true. Yeah, we're going to feel stuff, but the more that we sit there and sit in the feelings, we're going to distance ourselves from actually faith. And you want to deepen in your faith. You want to go stronger. Go deep, 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 deep. So you, those roots are planted, you know, like real deep, right? So addressing the feelings of how you're feeling, that you're never going to be okay, that you have an infection, that you have a bone disease, that you have a whatever it may be, skin cancer, that you have this, that you have that, you know, spinal things, you know, depression, whatever, you keep speaking it out. The power of the tongue is life and death. There's fire in the tongue, you know. And so what you're speaking out in your thought life, Pastor Danielle, she actually speaks about that a lot. It's important because it can bring you down to the depths of hell, or you can rise up and prevail and go against any enemy that comes in your path with strength. So anyways, this is she wanted to have my podcast. And to me, that was like, glory to God, you know, because she didn't have to ask me again. I didn't write it down for her, but she really, received. And to me, that was like, oh my gosh, glory to God, glory to God, you know? So anyways, let me find her.
I'm gonna play, and I just realized something. That's crazy. I just realized something. So anyway, she's actually going to, she plans on maybe coming to her church, which I'm like, wow, glory to God. You know, it's awesome. That is awesome. She actually knows one of my brothers in church. All right, so let me go to the right profile. So she was very gracious about Facebook gets on my nerves because they have so many pop-ups about me just praying for her, talking with her. She totally received that. And anyways, this is what I said, and I kind of went on and on and on and on and on, but she said, "You touched my heart." And she's so grateful. She met me. She has some friends at Dew Street Ministry, and she was hoping and praying to find that in Fort Walton, and I know exactly where she can do that. And she said, I really need this in my life right now, in my future. I want to serve God and be the person He wants me to be. He have me do the things He wants. If anything in life isn't from God, I ask Him to block it. I enjoy listening to your messages. I wish I could find words to explain what's in my heart like you are. I feel in my heart and soul, it's just at times a stutter, finding a way to express myself. I love your drive and passion for the love of God and His will. I'd love to go with you to church. Thank you so much. I can't say enough. You're a walking inspirational angel here on earth, serving God's grace and blessings. Thank you. Glory to God. You know, not to me, but God. Praise the Lord. You know, praise the Lord. I thank Him. It is my pleasure. That is exactly why I do what I do, why I speak for that one. You know that parable about leaving the 99 sheep that were just fine. They were doing okay for that one lost. Every morning, my God put someone in my path. And that might just be right here. That might be just you. That maybe you're weak in your faith. Maybe you don't have faith. Maybe you don't know Jesus. When God saved me from a house fire, when I was spoke to really, really loud, I still didn't know Jesus until like a month or so later. And it's a relationship, a fellowship, the perfect love. Because the deliverance from the dark came from Him. I've been redeemed, set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And my children almost didn't have their mom here. Praise God, they didn't see videos of me saying, "I'm sorry, I love you, I'm not strong enough." And I recorded myself and planned to kill myself once again, another suicide attempt. That last time would have been it. And if I didn't listen to God's voice when a house fire happened, it saved my life, actually. He said, "Run." I ran, didn't look back. I didn't care if I had shoes on. I didn't care if it was dark and rainy, but I was fearful for my life. And I was in a dying stage, my heart not okay. God put me in my Jeep with hardly any gas, and I went down for I don't even know how many hours to different places. Different states into His light. He showed me the way. And I got to know Jesus. And He's still directing my path, and He won't stop, and He's still with me. He's with you. Psalms 18:18. When I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on to me. He holds on. He does. He holds on. So I'm gonna actually stop this one here and do another one because I feel like, you know, segments should be actually a lot shorter. because this life is so busy and crazy, right? So we don't always have enough time to listen all the way through. But of course, you can pause and listen later. I pray that you don't press stop, especially on your life. This life is worth living. You are loved. You are loved. I may not like every person in this life. I used to hate people. I had hate in my heart. But I love everybody. Forgiveness is important too. So whoever's listening right now, somebody, that one sheep out of however many hear this, needed to be reminded that they are loved and their family is important and their children. And if they feel like they don't have anybody, you do, always. You have to seek. Seek and you will find. Knock and you will open. Ask and you shall receive anything in his name according to God's will. You're loved. I'm going to do another segment, and it's going to be the message that I sent to this patient that was gracious and really received that prayer the other day. So